What if a government gave you almost everything you'd have voted for and never once let you vote? Before you answer, wait, it's a harder question than it sounds. This whole series has watched states buy competence and pay for it by losing the power to fire anyone. China is the modern, living version of that bargain. And the twist is, it calls itself a democracy. A whole process one. The thing that should bother you here isn't the thing you're expecting. Start with what it delivered. By the World Bank's own count, China pulled nearly 800 million people out of extreme poverty in 4 decades, more than 3/4 of all the poverty reduction on Earth in that span. Whatever else that is, it is not nothing. It is the largest improvement in human material life in recorded history. Do its own people buy it? Here's where it gets uncomfortable. A Harvard team surveyed more than 31,000 Chinese citizens over years, independently. Satisfaction with the central government didn't crater, it climbed, from 86% to 93%. That's not a number a hollow regime usually posts. And there's a theory behind it. Daniel Bell calls it democracy at the bottom, meritocracy at the top. Let people vote locally, but choose your national leaders the way you choose a surgeon, by proven competence, not popularity. One person, one vote, he argues, is a strange way to pick the most powerful people alive. Bell isn't blind to the rot, corruption, inequality, the boot on the critics. He just won't concede the ballot is the only fix. So how does it respond to people with no election to lose? Mechanically. Scholars call it authoritarian deliberation, mass consultation, notice and comment, local experiments that get copied upward when they work. That's the whole pitch of whole process democracy, not voting once and going dormant, but a state that's supposedly listening all the time, just never competing for the job. And it can do the one thing elections are worst at, think in decades. When continuity is guaranteed, you can plan past the next cycle. The United Arab Emirates writes plans for the year 2071, because no election will ever interrupt them. A democracy, structurally, cannot promise tomorrow it'll still want today's plan. So where's the catch? It's hiding inside the success. Look again at that Harvard data. Satisfaction is highest at the top and thinnest at the bottom. People blame the local officials, never the center. Because accountability runs upward, to the party, to your superiors, never down to you. The consultation happens at their discretion, and there is no lever anywhere that lets you remove the people at the top. Here's the uncomfortable part, and I'm not going to soften it. If what we really wanted from democracy was a government that figures out what people need and actually does it, competently, at scale, across decades, then China is making a serious claim to deliver that, with no ballot in sight. Strip the romance off one person, one vote, and, but they can't vote, starts to sound like an argument about the road, shouted at someone who already reached the destination. For an awful lot of people, the prosperity was the point. The vote was only ever the means. But hold that trade up to the light. Everything you just admired, the poverty numbers, the satisfaction, the long plans, runs one direction, upward. You cannot enforce it. You cannot keep it. You cannot remove the hand that grants it. A responsiveness you can't fire isn't a right. It's a gift. So has anyone, ever, kept the competence and the lever to fire it? One country stumbled into the answer by copying the very exam China invented.